very pleasant good morning to you. These are morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Archdeacon Keith Cartwright. I'm the parish priest at St. Agnes in Grantstown, New Providence. I'm also the Archdeacon of the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Southern Bahamas. It's a beautiful, wonderful Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. For this morning's meditations, we turn to John chapter 15, John chapter 15, verses 11 through 17. 11 through 17. John 15, 11 through 17. And here it goes. I have spoken these things to you, that my joy might be in you, and that your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend. You are my friends. If you do what I command you, I no longer call you slaves, because the slave does not know what his master is doing. But rather I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I heard from my Father. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you to go out and to bear fruit, of such a kind that it will remain. I have done so, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. These are my orders to you, that you love one another. I have chosen you. You did not choose me. You know, these central words of this passage this morning, which is supposed to be read this evening at evening prayer on this 11th day of April, is that Jesus tells his disciples that they did not choose him, but rather that he, Jesus, has chosen them. And that is just what it is, my dear friends and brothers and sisters. God has chosen you. He has chosen me. It was not we who choose God, but God who in his grace approached us with a call and an offer made out of his love. In this passage of scripture, we see why God chooses us. We are chosen, dear friends, for joy. No matter how hard the Christian way of life is, it is the way of joy. It is always a joy in doing the right thing. The Christian is the man of joy. A sour face and gloomy person is a total contradiction to what it really means and what Jesus has chosen for us. Jesus chooses us for joy, for laughter, for rejoicing, to celebrate. We proclaim Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Jesus has conquered sin and death. We are supposed to be the hallelujah people. And so today, smile, rejoice, give God thanks for the gift of life. Give him that wonderful, wonderful big smile that you ought to do. When we live our life in Christ, when we follow the Jesus way, we know we are on the right road. It is a life of joy. So let me see that beautiful smile on your face this morning. Let me see those beautiful teeth. Happy Easter to all of you. It's a glorious Easter tide, and Jesus Christ is risen, and we are the hallelujah people. Secondly, we are chosen by Jesus. Each and every one of us are chosen by Jesus for love. Jesus chooses us to go into all the world to love one another. The Christian is to live in such a way that he shows love wherever he goes. And Jesus makes another one of his great claims. If we ask Jesus, what right have you to demand that we love one another? And you know what Jesus' answer to us is? It's very simple. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. And so, yes, Jesus did just that. He loved us so much that on that first Good Friday, he gave his life for you and for me. That's what I call love, my dear friends. And so Jesus chooses us to do the same, each and every one of us, to be just like Jesus, to love even to the very end. And you know what a difference this world would be if only we loved each other as dear brothers, as dear sisters. If only we can love more in this Bahamas today, it would be far better. If we only loved a bit more, then the beautiful by nature Turks and Caicos Islands would be better. You are chosen by God to love. You and me have been chosen to be the love of this world, the Jesus love. And then he tells his disciples that they are chosen because they are Jesus' friends. He tells his disciples that he does not call them slaves anymore, but he calls them friends. You know, the idea of being the friend of God has its background too. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8, Abraham was the friend of God. And in Wisdom chapter 7, verse 27, the writer tells us that we are to be the friends of God. You know, in the ancient world, there could be no better title that one could have than to be the friend of the king or the friend of the emperor. These special individuals called friends of the king had total access to the king or to the emperor. They could even come to the king's bedchamber at any time, morning, noon, or night. The friends of the king had the closest and most intimate connection with the king. My dear friends, Jesus has chosen you. He has chosen me to be his friend, to be the friend of God. That's so awesome. That's incredible. It's absolutely wonderful. No longer do we need to gaze longingly at God from afar. We can be close, up front, and in God's very and nearer presence. Jesus offers us this intimacy, this closeness this morning. We are no longer distant strangers, but we are his close friends. And that's it, dear people. That's the message for today. We are chosen to be people of joy. So no frowns today. Only smiles. We are chosen to love. Put away all that fussing and cussing. Love you, darling. I love you. Chosen to be Jesus' friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. And I say amen to that. And so, my dear people, have a beautiful and glorious day this Thursday in the second week of Easter. You gotta be the joy people. You gotta be the love people. You gotta be the friend people. God bless you. Have a beautiful and wonderful day. So long, this is Archdeacon Keith Cartwright wishing you all the very best. Hallelujah.